today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Everything about us is like that, when we should be unflagging, not just hanging on until tomorrow comes and hanging on until we get a breakthrough. Wind should be blowing and allowing people to see the insignia that's on our lives. I can't even read you because you're flagging so much. I can't even see what God has imprinted on you because you don't know how to let the wind cause you to be visible.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Uplift Your Confidence. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalm 27, verses 1 through 4.
In the book of Psalm 27, as we continue our series, Cultivating Mental Fullness, God wants your capacity to receive from Him to be cultivated. Amen. Your emotions is tied to your mental state. We got to get that right. If you're not careful, your emotions will govern how you function and flow all of the time, that is secondary to being led of the Spirit. We should be Spirit-led, not emotionally led. We should be principle-driven, not emotionally driven. We shouldn't do things because it feels good. We should do things because they're right to do. And sometimes that takes strength to take dominion over a situation and believe God for the end result. Psalm 27, verse 1, 1 through 4, and the word of the Lord reads like this: The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour me or devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Verse 3, though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. Verse 4, one thing I asked of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. Let praises rise from the inside. One thing I need to do is give God glory. I'm seeking after it. I want to share with you from this thought: uplift your confidence. Uplift your confidence. One thing I desire of the Lord, and that will I seek. I need my confidence right. I got enemies. I have foes coming against me, attacking my confidence. And I need you to build me up. I have issues in my heart and in my house. I have issues all around me, and I need confidence to overcome them all. Father, I give you glory and thanks for this moment, for the anointing that rests upon us. As the under shepherd here, I need glory. So help me to articulate to your people what you want them to see, what you want them to hear, what you want them to feel, what you want them to do. And God, we will give you praise for helping us to take action, activate the word that will be preached, and help us, Father, to follow it to the T. Hide it in our hearts that we will not sin against you. And God, you get the glory and we get the growth. In Jesus' name. Before I conclude my prayer, Lord, I bind every devil. I bind every satanic strategy that comes to disrupt the move of God. And I release, hallelujah, a receptive ear to hear, a heart to receive, and a spirit to contain. your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Man, I saw the devil rise up in here. I had to come against him. I know you can't see him, but he loves to lurk in churches and atmospheres where God is trying to download something in the hearts of his people. Bless the Lord. We're dealing with cultivating mental fullness. Cultivating mental fullness. Today's message, uplift your confidence. And that word uplift is powerful, and I'll deal with it in a moment. And confidence is our focus today. But David said in Psalm 27, if you're going to have confidence, you got to understand where your confidence comes from. And though it is not mentioned here in the text, we believe it is hidden in the scriptures, and the Holy Spirit needs to show you where it is. The Lord is my light. The darker a situation is, the less confidence you will have in it. The more ignorant you are about a situation, the less confidence you will have in it. Darkness equates to ignorance. Some people say, well, I didn't need to know that these people were against me. Yes, you should know. You just don't allow what you know to alter how you function and flow. The light of a situation is always better than the darkness of a situation. The more you know about God and his word, we call that light or illumination. The less darkness is able to take and to control to even teach you, to even instruct you about things that are and things that are to come. So the Lord is my light and salvation. It looks like light and salvation are inseparable. If we're going to have confidence, we need light and salvation, and it all ties to the Lord. So stop trying to be confident in self or self-made or developing a self-made confidence, even by meditating or following self-help gurus. People like Tony Evans or Tony Robbins, which I don't have a problem with Tony Robbins, but there are people like Tony Robbins, Les Brown, that are motivational speakers. And a lot of believers are moving toward that in podcasts, but they don't get into the scripture. Remember, Les Brown, Merton Clark, or Tony Robbins are not your light or your salvation. Your light and salvation is the Lord. And confidence, the confidence that I'm talking about, comes through a knowledge, a blend of knowing him so he can blow your mind with brilliance and illumination and give you the ability to go through the issue or to face it with unflagging zeal or face it unflinchingly. And so the Lord is key here. The Lord is my salvation, David said, and my strength. So whom shall I fear? Even knowing that, if you're not careful and if you don't remind yourself that he's your strength and salvation, fear will invade dark spaces. This is why faith is so important. Faith is so powerful, it superimposes itself over its reverse, which is fear. And fear is a type of faith because it is false evidence appearing that it is real or it is a reality. So the more faith you got, the less fear you'll have. Now, some people feel confident when they get a check. In other words, if you get some money right in your hand, you dance. But that's only going to last until you spend it. You better have something that attracts the money. Oh, my God. You need something that's greater than the bill. Hallelujah. You need something that's greater than the Benjamin Franklin. You need something that's greater than Jackson. You need something that's greater than a $5 bill that has Lincoln's face on it. You need something that's got God's inscription on it. And God's inscription is on your faith. And you can transfer things in the spirit if you get more faith. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He's the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Well, enemies come against me. Evil men advance against me. And their intent is to devour my flesh here in verse number 2. Foes attack me, but they will stumble and fall. I want you to say with me, my foe, my enemy. Men that advance against me. Women too will fall. Glory to God. You got to learn how to speak in the spirit to all of the enemies that's trying to come against you, things that come to attack your confidence, and tell it it's going to fall. I said, like Isaiah say, no weapon formed against me will prosper. So why am I giving attention to what people are saying? Put it in your notes. What they think about me is none of my business. Let me say it again. What they think about me, what they said about me is none of my business. Why am I absorbing what they say? Why am I laboring over what they say? It is none of my business. It shouldn't affect us the way it does. Why? Because David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, they came to devour me, not just to kill me, but to feed on my flesh. And my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. He said, though an army besiege me, they're all around me. My heart will not fear. That means bills are pressing. Stuff is going on. When you have your confidence in the Lord, glory to God, you're not worried about that. First of all, God's going to get you up so you can go to work. Everybody looking for supernatural stuff. God said, go to work. When you don't want to go to work, God said, go to work. He said, I don't want to go to work. God said, go to work. I don't want to go to work. Go to work. I'm tired. You better get up and go to work. I'm tired, Bishop. I'm tired. Take a vacation. I got to get up. You ain't old enough to take a vacation. My grandmama used to say, man, my back hurt when I was a teenager. I said, my back hurt. I said, get out there and clean up. I said, my back hurt. She said, you don't have a back. You got a gristle. I said, that ain't in the dictionary. Your back hurting. We got to work and hurt. See, money is attracted as you go to work and budget. Amen. I said, and budget. Amen. You get $100, you can't spend $110. I know y'all want supernatural stuff, but you can't do it. You're all depressed when you come to church and I'm supposed to preach. God gonna give you $10. That's right. Well, if he did, how much is he gonna get out of it? He gives seed to the sower. In other words, if you're going to give, he'll give you the money. And you look at the money and say, I ain't going to get that, though. No, I think I'll keep that. And that's why money gets choked off just like a faucet. Glory to God. If you want it to be a flow, you got to learn how to sow. Let me get back to the message. One thing I asked of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. Confidence comes through a habitation or cohabitation with God. As you spend time with God, you can expect him to infuse you with confidence. I want to dwell in the house of the Lord all of my life. Some of us need to be on our knees here at the altar, not just this morning. We should have been here since Wednesday night. So I come in this morning, you should still be there. Bishop, just give me 20 more minutes. I'm almost there. Who I've been seeking. I got so much hell in my life. I need to spend from Wednesday to Sunday on the altar so I can get a breakthrough. One thing I desire of the Lord, and that which I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all of my life. Gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and seek him in his temple. The more you study and meditate on scripture, the more confidence you should have. The more you meditate on scripture, study and meditate on scripture, the more confidence you should have. You should start believing in God's promises even the more. You should believe in God's power even the more. You should believe in prayer even the more. The more we believe and hear the word and confess it and study and meditate on scripture, the more we begin to believe in God's promises. The more we believe in prayer and praise, the more we should believe in worship and fellowship. in witnessing and in giving. These things help us to dial into God even the more. Right there out of the new member's manual when it comes to the kingdom life. And if you came to the new member's course, a lot has gone into pouring into that. I would use that manual every once in a while when I'm slipping in my kingdom life or lacking confidence and go to the lesson that talks about the kingdom life. If you do seven things, you will begin to dial back into your power source. If you're lacking confidence, I guarantee you one of those seven things are missing, one or more. But if you balance out the seven things, you start seeing confidence come back to you. And we should be an unflagging church. That is a church that's not drooping. Everybody know what a flag is, because when you look at the flagpole, is you see a flag, usually it's drooping. It does not flag. It does not unflag until wind blows. Glory to God. And some of us are drooping like this in life. Everything about us is like that, when we should be unflagging. Not just hanging on until tomorrow comes and hanging on until we get a breakthrough. Wind should be blowing and allowing people to see the insignia that's on our lives. I can't even read you because you're flagging so much. I can't even see what God has imprinted on you because you don't know how to let the wind cause you to be visible. Glory to God. So with unflagging confidence, not confidence that's drooping, God wants you to begin to let the world know that he is Jehovah Shammah, the Lord that's my banner. I have an identity in Christ. Glory to God. Is it Shammah? Which one is the banner? Nisi. Nisi. Shammah is present, right? He's with me. Nisi, the Lord is my banner? Okay, got to get it right. So if you want Nisi to show up, glory to God. He wants the world to know that there's an insignia that's on the fabric of your life, which is identified as you do those seven things, like pray, and praise, and worship, and fellowship, and witness, and give, and study the word. And the more God confidence you have and develop, the more the world will see what he's imprinting on you. The more you gradually stretch yourself, the more self-confidence you will build. And that God kind of confidence starts with faith in God's promises. When I get stuck in my confidence, it doesn't seem like it's growing, because your confidence needs to be bigger than you. It's confidence shouldn't be measured by your body shape. That balloon of confidence needs to be blown up almost like a blimp. It's bigger than you. You can ride in it. It can take you over, cause you to soar over mountains. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And my confidence, when I see it dull or it has not grown, I go back to the promises of God and rehearse those promises. And I want you all to get this in your mind. God does not want us to be ignorant. God wants us to be brilliant in our faith. Faith to believe his promises. But when you see your confidence leaving, you got to get back to the seven things that I described so God can help you to cause it to soar again. So our message today is uplift your confidence. Uplift. That word uplift means to raise. The actual title implies that some of us, we've allowed the confidence to be grounded. We need to raise it up. So if you're looking at a flagpole, your confidence, the flag is actually dragging on the ground. And one of the things that the American flag, those that understand it, it is never supposed to touch the ground. That's with the American flag. Now, some people don't know, I saw the president, the former president, actually signing his name on flags. I'm just amazed. He need to go to the military. Because any military person would know, whoa, you're not even supposed to do that. You're the leader of the armies. If a general did that, you would fire him. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I got military men in here that would have been fired if you sign a name or your insignia on a flag, even if it's given to you as a gift. It's never supposed to hit the ground. And if you ever go to a funeral where they're giving military honors, they always fold that thing, man, with precision, and they honor it. Why? Because it's a symbol. There's no life in it. It's just a symbol. But if your faith or confidence was a flag, would it be drooping and hanging on the ground? Or do you hold it up? I can't let it touch the ground. Oh, no. You're in the army of God. Don't let your faith and confidence drag in the soil or in the mud. And you got to drag it to church, and you got to drag it to work, and drag it in relationships. I don't know where I'm going, Bishop. I don't know what's happening. Get that confidence off the floor and put some honor with your confidence. Hold it up. Hold it up. Raise it up. Another word for uplift is to elevate. Please write it down. To elevate your confidence. That means it needs to be out of the dungeons. You got to climb some staircases with this. Your confidence was never supposed to be in dungeons or in prisons. Though you can use it if you're there. It should be on the mountaintop. When you uplift something, you're raising it to the highest social, intellectual, or moral level. When you're lifting up something, when you're raising it up your confidence, you need to raise it to the spiritual or emotional height, or your intellectual, moral, higher intellectual or moral level. Glory to God. This is why David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. In other words, the more I know about him, the more I'm able to raise up my confidence in him. The higher my social status will go, my intellect increases as well, and my moral level increases. I'm more confident when those three things are engaged properly. I can socialize better, I'm intellectually sound and mentally able and physically fit, and my moral levels increase as well. Confidence goes up. If you have confidence and those things droop, I'm telling you, confidence is small and it's not in the Lord. David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation, not in me. One of the greatest sins that David committed, and he did kill a bear and he did kill a lion, and he was responsible for killing Goliath, and he was responsible for bringing 200 foreskin of his enemies back and laying them in sacks before the king, because the king said, if you want my daughter, if you really want to be called great, I'm going to give you an assignment and put your life on the line in the assignment, and I want you to bring back 100 foreskins of your enemy. He brought back 200. But he never ascribed his ability to himself. He said, the Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. God is my shepherd. Hallelujah. And I shall not want. I'm not the shepherd. He made me who I am. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, not because I'm there. I will fear no evil because you are with me. Your rod and staff comforts me. When you start talking about how powerful you are, you're missing it. We're supposed to be able to say, the Lord is the one. Hallelujah. I was young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed beg bread, because God brought me out. Glory to God. And God wants us to look over our shoulders and say, who? God was there. And when God is there, no enemy can come against you. They may have plans, but the plans of the enemies will be spoiled. I know the devil want to take me out, but he can't. You know why? Because God is my light and my salvation. In whom shall I fear? God is the strength of my life. Ooh, I love it. He's the strength of my breath. The strength of my life. In whom shall I be afraid? Man, I got a preacher on the inside of me, and I'm trying to contain it this morning. I got a download from God. Somebody is going to get some confidence up in here. And when we all begin to shine with confidence, we become a torch. When your little candle of confidence come together in this house and we become a torch, hallelujah, in the presence of the Lord, we will light up this community like a beacon. With those who are out in the sea somewhere drifting, they'll be able to say, I found anchorage. I found stability at Truth Reveal. You know why? Because the Lord is our light and our salvation. And whom shall we fear?
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Uplift Your Confidence, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Abishai Inspired Men, Monday Night Football is back. Wear your favorite team jersey and join us on October 14th at 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall, where the Bills and Jets will square off. Refreshments will be served, and Bishop will kick off the evening with a quick word of brotherly love. Are you ready for some football? And men, get ready, get ready, get ready for Legatus, the 2025 Men's Advanced Reloaded, on Friday and Saturday, January 10th and 11th. Registration is now open, so visit our website, truthrevealed.org, check out the mobile app, or scan the QR code in the foyer. You do not want to miss this experience, so save the dates and schedule a reminder, and we will see you at Truth Revealed. October is Pastor Appreciation Month, so get ready to celebrate a shepherd who leads tirelessly to make a difference in our church and community. So visit some love on our website, truthrevealed.org, or the Truth Revealed mobile app. Cash App is also available at Truth Revealed too. Checks should be payable to Truth Revealed, and pastor appreciation should be indicated on the memo line. New members classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us, and have a blessed day.